Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, it is Erev Shabbat Vayishlach, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Shabbat. We're finishing up the famous Perek Klal Gadol today and moving on to Perek Hamotzi. So we are in the seventh chapter at Mishnah Dalet. Now yesterday we discussed the concept, another Klal Gadol that they said in Mishnah Gimel, was that something that's a tiny amount, it's what we call a shtickle, that's the technical term is shtickle. It's such a small shtickle that no one would really save it, then someone's putter if he goes out on Shabbat to the Rishut HaRabim and he had it in his pocket. But somebody who's davka saving this, even though it's just a shtickle, it's chashuv to him, so he would be chayiv. Now, what are these normal amounts that are above a shtickle that people actually save? So Mishnah Dalet and the next pair are going to get into this. Hamotzi Tevin, someone who carries out straw into Rishus Rabim or through Rishus Rabim, Kimlo Pi Para. How much straw? A mouthful for a cow. Otza, now Otza is the straw of kidney oat, so like bean stalks. So this is where Jack got his bean stalk from. Kimlo Pi Gummel. So that's a mouthful for a camel, because camels usually eat this stuff. So you would save that amount. He's like, oh, I'll throw that to my camel for lunch. Amir, if it's Amir, and that's apparently straw of grain, of shibulim, of grain stalks, right in Bartnura. Kimlo pi tle, this is enough for your lamb. And asovim, and just grass, kimlo pi gadi, that's enough for your goats. If you had a goat's mouthful of grass, you would save that, and someone taking that into Rishus HaRabim would be chayev for hotza. Mish continues, ole shum, what about the leaves of garlic, ole petzolim, or the leaves of onions, lochim, now if they're still moist, ki grogeret, then the sizes of grogeret, because if they're moist, they are suitable for human consumption. Apparently people would eat onion and garlic leaves. I don't necessarily recommend you do this right before you come to Beit Knesset. Might be a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero. But people would eat this stuff if it's loch. So the size is krogeret, like a dried fig. That's the standard size of human consumption. That's enough food that a person would have some satisfaction from. So that's also the shear on Yom Kippur of achila as well. Yveshim, what if these items are dried out? Kimlo pi gdi, enough for a mouthful for your goat. The goats would eat them dry. Ein mitzdarfin zeh im zeh, and they do not combine the onions and the garlic, mipnei shelo shavu shirehen, because they don't have the same shear. And on this topic, the Mishnah continues, hamotzi ochlin kigrogeret chayev. Someone takes out food, we mean human food, if he takes it a kigrogeret, again a dried fig, that's the standard size for human satisfaction or consumption. He's chayiv, and mitzdarfin zeh im zeh, and they combine. So you have half a grogeris of orange, half a grogeris of apple, they do combine. But it's a shavu shirehen, because the shear for human consumption is always a grogeret, even if we're not dealing davka with dried figs. Hutz mi klipehen, and this excludes their klipa, their shell or their skin, the gari nehen, and their seeds or pits, the uktsehen, and their stems, the suban, or the born bran, sorry, or morsanon, or their fine bran, the bran that's under the bran. So the klipa, the stuff you don't normally eat, is excluded. Rabbi Yehuda omer chutz miklipe odoshim. So it excludes the shells of lentils, meaning we include the size of the shells of lentils in the shir kugeris, shemit boshlin, olehem, imahem, because they are cooked together with the lentils. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if the klipa is eaten with the food, then it would combine. So let's move on to the Perek Ches, the eighth chapter, which is actually a continuation of the same theme. Hamotzi Yayin, someone who carries out wine into Rishus HaRabim. Obviously, it's Shabbos, so he needs wine for Kiddush or for benching on a kos. Kedei Mizigat HaKos, enough to mix into a cup. Now, if you haven't heard of this, the wine back then was very strong. It was non-diluted. It was yayin chai. It was undiluted wine. It was very powerful, strong, and thick. So they would usually dilute it with three parts water. So you'd have one part wine and three parts water, and you need to have a revit halog, a fourth of a log for benching or for kiddush. So you would really need 1/16th of a log of wine, a very small amount, less than an ounce of wine, to make your revias for your kos shel brocha. Halav kedei gemia, a milk enough to gulp, like a whole cheekful. Dvash, honey kedei litin ala kotit, to put on a sore. So they put honey onto an animal sore where the animal had been rubbed by the saddle or the load. Of course, honey is a food as well, But so it'd be kigorgeret if it's for food, but we're machmir that even because it's used medicinally in very small amounts, so even for that amount. Shemen oil, kedei losuch ever katan, enough oil to put on a small finger. Mayim water, kedei leshuf behenet tekilor, enough to dilute with water your eye paste to put on your eye. So a very small amount of water to get your powder to put on your eye. Ushar kol mashkin, and all of the other liquids, brevit. With the revit, with 1/4 of a log, the kol ha shofachin revit, and any wastewater also, like water you've already used to rinse something off, the revit. The revit is about 4 ounces. Chofetz Chaim said 3.8 ounces, so you know, a half of an 8 ounce cup, or if you're making kiddush on schnapps, you might need 4 of those little 1 ounce shot glasses. Rabbi Shimon Omer kulam revit. He says all liquids are revit, a 1/4 log v'lo amru kol shirayin halulu ele lematznehen. And these other measurements, these smaller measurements, like we said, like enough for the eye ointment or the sore on the animal, the saddle sore, these are for people who store them for that purpose. So again, going back to Mishnah Gimel in Perek Zion, if somebody stores an item for a specific purpose, he wants it, he's saving it, even though it's a small amount, even though it's a shtickle, then he'd be chayev on that. But Rabbi Shimon says, in general, people are only chayev on a revit of liquids. Shkoyach rabotai, Shabbat shalom.